It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
That seems to me like government is establishing a religion.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
If you give people rights, women's rights, gay rights, whatever, there can't be equal rights if there's special rights.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Surveys show that people still really prefer freedom versus force.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening. You're each treasured, valued. You have purpose. Today, strive for excellence. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. You were made for this time, and we've got a country to save here. So thank you to this great team that I get to work with. That's producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, Charlie, all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. I get to work with a lot of great people as we engage in this battle of ideas that we're in our country today, Steve. Are you speechless? I think you must
well,
be.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Push the button. We got a country to save. I like that. That could take you somewhere.
I've been thinking a lot about that.
So, and talk about a tall order.
It is a tall order, but, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants, Mr. Steve, so we got work to do. Boy, we've got a great show planned for you today. We've got Hail, Hail, the gang's all here. We've got a full studio. In studio with me is Jules Gray. She's an entrepreneur, and she is running for U.S. Congress in this new district that we're going to have one of these days, right?
Yes, good morning.
It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk with you in the second segment about, are you crazy?
I might be.
And then also, I tell you, my friends, these school board races are among the most important races in our country. And I think that we've been asleep at the wheel on this. And with that, I think the COVID-19 Wuhan, China virus reaction disruption has really been a blessing because parents have seen what's going on. And so in studio, I have with me two of the four members that are running for Douglas County School Board, and that is Kaylee, and is it Winiger? Is that how you pronounce it?
Weiniger, but I answer to both.
So Weiniger, okay. I should be able to remember that. So it's great to have you here as well.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
And Mike Peterson, you're running for Dougco School Board as well, so it's great to have you.
That's great, and it's great to be here. Thank you.
And you have two other colleagues. We'll get all of you in here in the third and fourth segment to ask if you're crazy. really do appreciate this because it's so important. So we'll continue on here. Check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You'll get first look at all of our upcoming guests as well as our most recent op-eds, our most recent podcasts. You can email me at Kim@KimMunson.com as well. And we are an independent voice. And we search for truth and clarity by looking at these issues through the lens of freedom versus force, force versus freedom. If something's a good idea, you should not have to force people to do it. And it's never compassionate to take other people's rights, property, freedom, or livelihood, whether with a weapon, policy, unpredictable and excessive taxation, fear, or the coercion, or the latest one, and that is government-induced inflation. We saw that it looked like prices were up a little over 8% regarding inflation. And again, I think it was Lenin. We're going to be quoting him. Sometimes you go to the other guy, to find the other side, to find out what they say. But he said, we will crush the, let's see, is it bourgeoisie? Is that how I say that?
Bourgeoisie,
okay. Which is another fancy name for the middle class.
He says, that I'm international or anything like that, but bourgeois.
Bourgeoisie. Okay,
sure.
I got it. Okay.
Go with it.
Okay. We will crush the middle class through taxation and inflation. And my friends, we see a lot of that going on right now. So thank you to all of you who support us. Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week started yesterday, and a beautiful time to get up to the mountains. The aspen are changing, and this is their 10th anniversary. So be sure and check out Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week. I have the great honor of emceeing the main event on Saturday. Get to ride in the parade. It is such a taste of Americana. I just love it up there. So check out Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week, and I'd love to have you join us up there. And then a number of my sponsors, a great one that I have, and it's a great relationship, and that is Hooters Restaurants. They've been sponsors of both my shows, The Kim Munson Show and America's Veteran Stories, for many years. And they have five locations: Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And all day, every day, they have burger specials. $10 for all different kinds of mushrooms. Mushroom Swiss burger, bacon blue burger, the Southwest burger, Western burger. I'm sure it's pretty healthy, the mac and cheese burger. And then they have a Cali burger as well. Speaking of Cali, what's going to happen today, Steve, in California on the recall election?
Larry Elder all the way.
Uh-huh. Well, hopefully. I tell you what, you said you saw some headlines, though, that there might be shenanigans already.
Yesterday, it kept popping up that people were going to vote, and when they checked in, they were told they already voted. So here we go.
And you know what? If you have to cheat to win, it seems like that might be a real problem. Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. Okay. I mentioned to our school board candidates that I was going to quote Vladimir Lenin today. And he was born in 1870. He died in 1924. He was a Russian revolutionary, politician, and political theorist. And he served as the first and founding head of the Soviet Russia from 1917 to 1924, the Soviet Union from 1922 to 24. And I think that was our first communist country. And this is what he said. Give me your four-year-olds, and in a generation, I will build a socialist state. Can you believe that? I'm going to throw this over here to Mike Peterson. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that kind of echoes what our great president, Ronald Reagan, said about only being one generation away from extinction. And I think that's where we are. And I know for myself, that's one of the reasons I'm running for school board, is I think this is a generational battle. Either we get these next generations of kids back on track and understanding there's absolutely privilege in America, and it's American privilege. And unless they embrace that and get back on track and understand what a great country this is, we're going to be in some trouble 15, 20 years down the road.
Well, and we are in trouble right now. And that's why I think all of this, we're in a disruption, if you will. However, I see everyday people stepping forward to run for office because they care so much about our country. And Jules, when you hear a quote like that, I think that's probably one of the reasons you're stepping forward.
Absolutely. I've seen it happening in my own children, and that's my biggest purpose.
Well, thank you. And Kaylee, do you want to weigh in on this?
Maybe something funny. For some reason, my mind went to McDonald's and how a reason they came up with Happy Meals is so kids could start early on fast food and then they'd grow up and enjoy it. So probably our people who want to infiltrate, you know, our country start with kids as well. So it's a method that works, and we got to really be vigilant and look out for our children.
Well, and that is one of the reasons, Steve. Yesterday, actually, I was out and made two different presentations on this this LEAP initiative, which is Prop 119. And initially, it's supposedly it's a new marijuana tax for the children. But what it is it's supposed to be for after-school programs for not all kids, some kids, eligible kids. But as I really look at that, it's like if we were doing what we needed to do during the school day, reading, writing, arithmetic, history, critical thinking, science, civics, we would not need after-school programs. But the presentations where I really want to drill down on this is a new entity that has nine members, the board authority members, chosen by this governor, and they get to choose their replacements. They have the power to tax. They choose all the vendors for the program. The money never touches the families. It's like, what could go wrong with that? And again, when we're talking about having your kids for the whole school day and then after, I see danger in that. So we're a strong no on LEAP, which is Prop 119. Let's see where we are on time here. Let's go to a couple of things. Joe Biden is coming to Colorado today. I wonder if he'll know where he is.
Wow.
Bada boom.
You go.
It's not that funny because I'm just going to go to a couple of headlines that we have here. First one is, this is from the Epic Times by Roger Simon. He says, America lives under healthcare communism. And he says, attributed to Lenin in a statement to the effect that the fastest and surest way to communism or socialism, and it varies according to the citation, is through the healthcare system. The statement seems to be very, very looking into the future. I say seems because no one appears able to locate it. But like so many possibly statements like this, a republic, if you can keep it, and so forth, does anyone doubt its meaning is really true? That's the reason such remarks continue to haunt us. And then I looked over here at another one. Again, this was from the Epoch Times. And I just, this stopped me in my tracks, Steve. And that is, the Miami airport rolls out COVID-19 detection program that uses dogs. And I'm just thinking, here you are getting on an airplane. You feel totally healthy. And somebody comes up and taps you on the shoulder and says, oh, the dogs say that you have COVID. I mean, I think it's a cousin of the common cold. I think there could be a lot out there. And so I'm just very concerned about that, Producer Steve.
Well, that's, oh my gosh. Every day something else comes at you and makes your head spin. Earlier or further up in the package today was a letter encouraging people, well, making more people aware. Interstate travel is going to be threatened as well for people who are unvaccinated. So getting on a plane or the trucking industry. If a trucker is not vaccinated, he can't cross a state line.
I'll just think about the disruption that that will be for our supply lines. You thought we were all in this together when you went to the grocery store and there was no toilet paper. We'll see what that's going to be like if we don't have all our goods that are traveled by truck. Before we go to break, Senate Bill 21-142, the health care access in cases of rape or incest, which was passed by this legislature and signed by this governor, May 21st of 2021. Take heart. In Section E there, it says, every person has a right to privacy with respect to personal health decisions, free from coercion or interference from the government. You may want to print that off and keep that in your pocket. So we're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. Jules Gray is in studio. She's running for Congress. Can't wait to find out why.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors, build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And I really appreciate all your support. You guys are just awesome. And I will say, Steve, I still haven't sat down and done all those thank yous that I want to do. And it's like one of these afternoons, I'm just going to call everybody because I really appreciate it. We are an independent voice, and that's on my list of things to do, Steve.
Write or call, we're going to have to tie you into a chair.
I know. There's a lot going on between now and election time. The ballots will probably be sent, I think, mid-October here. That's right around the corner. But Jules Gray, we're talking with you about 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have decided to run for U.S. Congress.
Yes.
And why?
Well, like a lot of people, you know, we've been complacent in what's going on, and so I just decided that I couldn't sit back and complain about things anymore, and I need to do something about it. So go big or go home, right?
That's right. You're going big for sure. Now, you're an entrepreneur. As I was doing some research, you are an award-winning photographer, and
yes.
Your website's pretty darn cool.
Thank you.
And this really is the American idea. When we think about the American idea, it was farmers and merchants and people stepping forward that wanted to, they did something remarkable, and that was they had this vision that all men are created equal with mm-hmm. these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And then in order to make that happen, we have the Constitution, and of course Constitution Day is September 17th,
yes.
1787. And go to Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week, check that out. That's GrandLakeUSConstitutionWeek.com. I see here on your flyer, defend the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
It's under assault. How will you do that?
Well, we need to fight for our rights. We need to stop government overreach. Number one, we just can't let them keep getting away with what they're doing. It's unconstitutional.
What would you say to Nancy Pelosi, or what will you say to Nancy Pelosi if she's still there when you get there?
Oh, that's a good question. I've got a lot of choice words, but professionally, you know.
Now, I do need to stay on the air.
Yeah,
so.
I know. I would just have to say that hopefully she's not in office by the time I get there. You know, chances are she will be, but that's going to be a tough question. I'll have to marinate in that one a little bit.
Okay. And then the fact that we have Kaylee and Mike in here as well, education over indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
When we were coming up in the elevator, you mentioned that you've seen things going on with your kids in education. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so my kids are in DPS, and I've been addressing the DPS school board for the past 6 months or so every month, and it's just unbelievable how much they do not care about kids. They say they do, but their actions don't show it, and they certainly don't care about parents' opinions. I told the story of how my son, excuse me, last year was bullied by a group of kids and told that he needed to, check his white privilege and...
Oh, boy.
That he should kill himself.
What?
And they completely ignored me.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so I actually, let me just address this. So my kids are older, and when I heard about this bullying, and I was just a little shocked. I mean, when I was a kid, I would say I probably was bullied, and I probably bullied as well. You know, it was being an eighth grade girl. But then I got onto city council, and I realized that politicians act like eighth grade girls. So I think we're going to go past that subject right now, okay? Let's go to the next one, and that is enforce accountability in government. Tell me
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely. So, excuse me. There's just no transparency. Like I mentioned, they're just getting away and doing whatever they want, whether it's constitutional or not. They're overspending. They're lying. We all know it. We've all seen it.
Uh-huh.
You know, integrity in our elections, integrity in being accountable. You know, there's not just in government, but in society, there's just a lack of personal responsibility. It starts at every level.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about this, and that is when we talk about government needs to be local.
Okay.
What we have seen, though, is that because I served on city council for 4 years, and just a note on that, I live in Lone Tree, and I am a hard no on the 55% sales tax increase as well. But when we talk about government being local, we have seen with school boards and local government, the left has taken that over, but then they say government should be local. But Jules, I've been thinking a lot about this, and the first place local is here. Each individual being responsible for
Absolutely.
Themselves and making those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we have this beauty of the Constitution, which is to try to preserve these rights, to keep government limited, to keep it in its lane. And with what we see with Joe Biden, who's coming out to Colorado today, and this administration, there is, you mentioned Denver Public School Board, a disregard for everyday people. I see that also happening on the national level, Jules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. So how can people get more information about you?
So my website is Jules for Colorado, and it's Jules like the precious kind, Jewels for Colorado.com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how did you determine, you say here you're a conservative,
mm-hmm.
and the word conservative has been demonized for many, many, many years,
mm-hmm.
but yet conserving energy, conserving water, all those things are good. And I've thought we need to reclaim this word conservative,
mm-hmm.
because what it means is to conserve this American idea that all men are created equal with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness.
Agreed. And this is the land of opportunity. And I believe in equality, not equity.
Okay. And you're taking heart probably from all of these really dynamic young women that are stepping forward and running for office. So who would you say is one of your inspirations?
Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a big one because I just love that she's a pit bull and she's not afraid to speak her mind.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, you know what? I think let's talk a little bit more then, and we can all bring in the conversation here mm-hmm. About what's going on out there. So I'm going to jump over here. Mike Peterson. You're running for school board, and you are a veteran as well. So first of all, thank you. I always say thank you for your service. And then I have this other show, America's Veteran Stories, and I've had the great honor to interview over 160 World War II veterans. And somebody said, instead of saying thank you for my freedom, say thank you, or thank you for your service, thank you for my freedom. So thank you for my freedom. This is a big deal what you're doing.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. And that's something that I hope to bring to the school board is my experience. I spent 25 years in the Navy, was actually one of the first guys. I was on deployment during 9/11, since we just had that, and was in part of the first aircraft in the first night of the war. So I literally kicked off Afghanistan 20 years ago, and I'm saddened to see what happened. Personally, I think the war went too long, but the way we left really hits home with our veterans, really hits home with a lot of the American public, because, yeah, I think we needed to end the war, but we didn't need to end it this way.
Yes, and this idea, Mike, of leaving people behind is just unconscionable to me. I can't understand how that's just not what the American military does. Correct?
Correct. And I don't think we, speaking for my fellow veterans, brothers and sisters, left anybody behind. We served honorably. We did our job well there. It's when the politicians step in and that they know more than the experts here that things go south. And we see that even in the school board races, right? We have a board down in Douglas County. If you've ever watched any one of the school board meetings, they definitely think they know more than the parents. Mm-hmm. And that's not how this thing's supposed to run.
No, they are our kids. And we actually elect school board members to represent us and our children. So I appreciate that. I want to come back over here, Jules, to Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. What's your comments on that?
Well, I've seen, you know, I come from a military family. I wasn't in the military myself, but my father, my grandparents, and two of my brothers served. And my brother Ken was in the Marines and in Iraq, and his unit was the first to go into Baghdad, the first to go into Fallujah. And so he came home with severe PTSD, and I've seen the effects of what that does to people mm-hmm. and what that does to families, not just our soldiers. And so the fact that we have people still over there is unbelievable, first of all. And then secondly, how these vets must feel after spending their time over there and fighting, and now it's all for what?
Well, I know that there are a number of, I mean, there's a conversation about that for sure. And I want to say to all of you veterans of this, first of all, thank you. And it is always a good thing to stand up for America, to stand against tyranny and evil. That is always a good thing. And we really appreciate you for doing that. And I recently did an interview. If any of you vets out there are struggling right now, I've learned after doing all these interviews that being able to talk with somebody else about that, that understands this, is very, very important. And I have resources. If you need to talk to anybody, I can get you connected, because it's not for naught. But I know that question, Jules, really does go through people's minds right now. So if you need to talk to somebody, just email me at kim@kimmunson.com, and we'll do that. Kaylee, do you have any comments on this? And then we're going to go to break here in just a moment.
Not much. I'm with everyone else. It was really disappointing how it was handled on leaving Afghanistan.
Yes, yes. And actually, I know someone that lives in a community where of one of the 13 that was killed, and his remains were brought back just recently. He has a pregnant wife. Let that sink in. Of course, then Todd Beamer of, what was it, United Flight 93, I think it was. He had two little kids. I was reading the story again last night. 3 and 1, I think, and 1 on the way. And what a hero. And a good friend of mine, her son was working at the Capitol that day. And we were talking about this on 9/11. And she said that they think that plane was probably headed to the Capitol. And she said, he saved my son's life, which is truly an American thing. So, hey, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with Jules Gray, who's in studio. She's running for Congress in the new district that we're going to have here in Colorado. Mike Peterson and Kaylee Weiniger are in studio. And then we'll talk with, hey, all right, Kimberly Bell's on the line, and great to have her. She's a new sponsor of mine with Kanjani Coffee, which is out in Parker. Boy, Kimberly, we've had a rather kind of somber conversation right now about Afghanistan and 9/11. And you and I talked the other day when I was out there, just what can we do? And I know you're concerned about these school board races, so it's great to have you on the line.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And I'm going to set up something like on Wednesday nights for prayer at 6:30 so that we can encourage, strengthen, unite, ignite each other, and get strategies too, you know. So
this is going to be every Wednesday at 6:30?
Yeah, every Wednesday at 6:30. I was with Prayer of Colorado, and we're doing intercession for Douglas County, like every county is going to do intercession. And then we connect with the leaders and the churches to form like a shield wall and to really get ignited and not bow down or capitulate to anything. So if anyone needs prayer or if anyone loves to pray, we'll do two things. We'll be praying for people, courage and strength, healing, deliverance, whatever is needed. And then we'll be praying for the county around us and the state and
that's pretty,
you know, the world.
That's pretty awesome. You know, the founding fathers, a lot of America's founding occurred in bars and taverns. And of course, they didn't really have wineries back then or coffee shops. Mm-hmm. But this is perfect. And do let people know you also, I mean, you have special things happen on the weekends as well. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so this Saturday, 9/18, this Saturday, 6 to 8, Sip and Paint. So you have to register for that. It's a two-hour painting. It's really fun, and we'll have a teacher there, and you get a free glass of wine, and you get all your supplies. So that's this Saturday, and come in and register for that. And then every Tuesday, we're going to be having these really fun ice coffee flights where you get to try out four different drinks. And that's 12 to 6 every Tuesday. And then on 10/1, it's a Friday, we're going to have the wine and cheese flight again. So it's kind of wine and cheese pairing. And then you get to try out the different four different wines and how they pair with different things, and that's 4 to 8. You can find everything on our website. It's Kunjani Cafe or KunjaniCoffee.com, KunjaniCoffee.com, and that's on the events page.
That's awesome. Kimberly Bell, I so appreciate you being a new sponsor of the show. I love Kunjani Coffee, and you are a true entrepreneur. So thank you so much. And again, every Wednesday at 6:30, there'll be getting together, making new friends, and prayer for our communities and our country. Kim, great. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we get back, we'll be talking with the Douglas County School Board candidate. Stay tuned.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Thank you to all of you who support us. I greatly appreciate that as well. These school board races are so important. It's all about our children. And we've been asleep at the wheel. As Jules Gray said, she's been addressing the Denver School Board for 6 months or so, not any action. I've actually been down to the State House where I've seen state legislators that are on their phones, don't listen to what we have to say. And And I think that they forget in America, you're supposed to be representing your constituents. And certainly these school board races are important. So let's talk to one of the four that is running together for Douglas County School Board, and that's Christy Williams. Christy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Tell me why. Why are you running for school board?
So, you know, I've been watching what's been going on in the district for a few years, but really what got me going was this last year and watching how things have been handled through the whole pandemic. I have kids that were actually in school 3 days a week, every day, in person, and seeing my neighbor's kids out riding their bikes all day and the education gap that was created there was just so disheartening. I mean, as much as I love my kids, every kid in this district deserves the same education.
It is beyond belief to me, Christy, as I look at results that we've had across the state, that we have kids that are not reading and writing at grade level. And we are doing kids a disservice if we don't make sure that they have those basics. But one of the things that we've seen is that some of the school days been refocused over here to curriculum such as CRT or cousins of that, the critical race theory. And then also, I've been very concerned about the sexualizing of our children as well through curriculum. And so when you're taking the school day and you're taking the teacher's resources focused on that instead of these basics, it really sets our kids up for failure instead of for success. And I think that we have a responsibility to give our kids the tools to be a big success, Christy.
I totally agree. We also have a responsibility to give the teachers the tools to be able to just get back to the basics and not putting in all these adult politics into the classrooms and giving them the tools and resources so that we can get our kids caught back up. There was a recent article that was released saying that 24% of sixth graders were proficient in math, which means 76% in the state of Colorado were not proficient. And that's just, quite frankly, unacceptable. And we just need to get back to that. And giving teachers the resources is a big thing as well.
You know, what I have seen, I worked on a school board race about 4 years ago. And what I really surmised is that teachers really want to teach. And you have all of this administrators and all these different people. I'm kind of shocked that come in to watch them teach. We didn't have that when I was a kid. There wasn't enough people to do that. But I had great teachers, and they wanted to teach. And I think we need to get to that again.
Well, I truly believe we have really great teachers here in Douglas County. And all the ones that I've talked to want to be back to teaching. They want to just, you know, be in the classrooms doing what they do best. I mean, let them be the experts on getting these basics back to our kids.
So, Christy, big question, though, on curriculum. The two questions I hear from parents all the time is curriculum and mask wearing. What's your thoughts on that, Christy?
Well, I think that, first and foremost, parents are the experts on their children, and that we need to give parents the choice. I mean, when it comes to masking, I'm not pro or anti-mask. I'm just pro-choice. So whatever you want to do for your family, I think that we should give that ability back to families. As far as curriculum, I think, too, parents should be involved in what's being taught, and they should know what's going on. So it really comes back to transparency in knowing what our kids are learning in school so that we can have a say in what happens there.
Well, and Christy, I do think the COVID-19 Wuhan China virus reaction disruption was a blessing in many ways, because I think we have trusted as parents that our kids are going to school, reading, writing, arithmetic, and then finding out that some teachers are there's a few that have really been pushing kind of activism. And so I think there's a blessing in this. So there's opportunity. These kids that are not at proficient in these basics, how would you address that so we can get kids back up to reading, writing, and arithmetic?
Right. So I 100% agree with you. One really good thing about COVID is that parents are now involved, and one of my passions is parent engagement, because the more parents can be involved and engaged in their children's learning, the quicker we're going to get back to where we need to be.
Well, and you know, Christy, I mentioned this yesterday, that I saw a little kid riding his bike the other day, and he had his helmet on, and I thought, my gosh, parents care so much about their kids. They want to protect them. And so they're doing all these things from a physical standpoint, but a lot of times had not really realized what was happening, what was being put into their heads. And that's, I think that's even more important. So how can people get more information about you, Christy?
Sure. You can go to our website. It's vote4kidsfirst.com. vote4kidsfirst.com.
Well, Christy Williams, thank you so much, and wish you luck.
Thank you so much for having us.
So, Kaylee Weiniger, you're in studio, and I bet the four of you are becoming friends, aren't you? Did you all know each other before this whole experience?
No, we had just met while we all stepped forward to run for this race, and we actually had a great team that backed us up and provided a lot of the campaign resources we needed. And also, we spent a weekend together just getting to know what school board directors do and just how the history of our county, and a lot went into that, and we got close. And it's been a good run running with these three other candidates. I'm so proud to run with them, and we all align and all bring different perspectives, and it's been great these past few months.
Well, tell me about, we've talked about curriculum, and the big question that I continue to hear is both curriculum and mask wearing. So what's your thoughts on that, Kaylee?
Similar to Christy, when it comes to curriculum, it definitely needs to be transparent, and probably does need a look over on what we're telling teachers they're allowed to teach. And I know they get a choice to get a group of what they're available to teach their students, and then they can choose from that. And I actually haven't seen that list, so I'd be very interested in seeing. And then when it comes to mask wearing, parents are the ultimate authority over their health. And right now, the experts are split on whether mask wearing is effective for children. So why do we have to mandate it for the one expert to say that it is effective? To me, that means that the right thing to do is to make it a choice. And so that's where I stand, is that we really need a fight to make it a choice for our kids. Because my personal stance is I do not like sending my daughter with a mask to school. She's 5 years old, and I get worried if she's too hot, if she's too scared to take it down, and I'm not there to tell her, yeah, you can mm-hmm. take it down. So, that's my stance on it.
Well, and as I've looked at this, I mean, there's always a free market answer to this as well. You could actually have a classroom that could be all masked and a classroom not. There's always free market answers to this, but I really like the parental choice on this. And it sure seems to me that the facial expression between a teacher and a child is very important. And I think that we are robbing our kids of a mode of communication of how to learn that because of this forced mask wearing. And again, if a parent wants to, if a student wants to, hey, you have the freedom to do so. But this mandating stuff has got me very, very concerned, Kaylee.
Me too. And unfortunately, a lot of leadership in Douglas County is doubling down on it and really creating this toxic environment where teachers feel like they have to enforce it, and it's distracting from actually teaching, and it's creating a kind of bullying culture right now. Some kids are getting segregated from other kids because they're choosing not to wear a mask. Some kids are missing out on their sports and their theater because they're getting punished for not wearing a mask. It's really disheartening to hear the stories that's going on.
Where's that coming from? Is that coming from the school board?
These stories, or the enforcement?
Yeah.
Right now, it's coming from emails from the superintendent, but I mean, his bosses are the school board,
right.
So I'm sure there's some enforcement from them as well.
Okay. Well, and just explain to people, the school board hires the superintendent.
Yes.
And the superintendent answers to them, and he implements policy there.
Exactly.
But what I found, I've served on several different boards, is that you really have to ask the hard questions, because this just trusting, hiring somebody and just trusting them, you need to make sure, because ultimately who your boss is the community and the parents and the families and the students.
Yes.
So that's who's really hiring you. And we need to get back to where people realize that they are representatives of the people, for sure.
Exactly. We're your equals up there. We're representing you. We should be approachable, and we should come across as actually caring. And unfortunately, I think there are some school board members in Douglas County that come across as condescending, and they know everything, and uncaring and unapproachable.
And clearly they don't know everything. If 76% of our sixth graders are not proficient, did you say that was in math or reading?
Christy said it, and I believe she said it was in math, and
it's
statewide, not just for our district.
Okay. What is your website? We want to make sure people know that.
Vote for the number 4 kidsfirst.com.
Okay. And what's your final thought on your segment here you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Listeners, if you're wondering if you should even vote this October/November, because your ballots come in October, please do. I mean, we have a very great, strong, secure county clerk in Douglas County, and your vote will count. And this is an off year, so we might be one of the only few things on the ballot. And you're allowed to vote for all 4 of us, and we really appreciate your support.
Okay. And thank you for stepping forward, because these races are so important. So thank you.
Thanks,
and we're going to go to break. Before we do that, though, a great sponsor of mine is Castlegate Knife and Tool. They're located right here in Sedalia, Colorado. And Hal and Linnea Van Herke are truly entrepreneurs. And they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. And it really started, Hal was, he was in Japan, I think, on business, and got to know, I think it was a world-renowned sword maker there. And so that's where he really developed this love for knives. And so whether or not you're a collector or a sportsman, a chef, if you need to get a wedding gift, a birthday gift, Castlegate Knife and Tool is the place for you. Check out castlegate.com. That's castlegate.com. We will be right back. Next, we're going to talk with Becky Myers. She's one of the 4 that's running for Douglas County School Board. And that school, website is Vote for Kids First. And that's the number 4, voteforkidsfirst.com. We'll be right back.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And I really appreciate all of your support. We've got a battle for our country right now and a battle for our kids. And that's why these school board races are so important. Becky Myers is on the line with me, and she is running as one of the 4 for Douglas County School Board. Becky, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
And I'll ask you this. Are you crazy for running for school board?
Yeah, I've been known to be a little bit crazy.
These races are so important. I worked on a school board race 4 years ago. And I tell you what, it was a bit of a meat grinder, because the radical activist left realizes how important these races are. And I think for many years, we had just kind of trusted our school board that they were representing families, and come to find out that many school board members were representing the teachers' union, and the teachers' union doesn't even really represent most of the teachers. And I was just kind of shocked to see how competitive these races are, Becky.
I know, and as you know, I'm a retired Douglas County school teacher. So I went back in later in life after I stayed home and raised my children. And I went in 1997, while I actually started subbing in 93. And it was just a beautiful district. One of the reasons we chose when we moved back to Colorado was Douglas County, because of the school system.
Well, and that is why people many times choose a place to live. What has happened? So you've been on the front lines then since 1997. What have you seen happen?
Well, as I taught, and we had a wonderful school at the time, I my department at Ranch View Middle School. Douglas County was building new schools. We had a model for the middle schools that were being built, and it was just a phenomenal place to work. And I actually stayed at my school the whole time until I retired in 2014. So that tells you just how much I loved my school. We had a wonderful culture there, a wonderful relationship with each other. But beginning in the 2000s, when we brought in, the board brought in Elizabeth Fagan, I really started noticing the politicization of school boards, and I was a little shocked. Now, mind you, I never was a member of the union. I never chose to be one. And it was an option anyway. So I never felt the need that I needed to be part of a union. So all of a sudden, I just started noticing things happening, and questioned exactly what does the union do for our teachers and for our students anymore.
Well, I wanted to just interject here. First of all, you were a junior high school teacher from 1997 to 2014. I have to tell you, Becky, I think that there is a special place in heaven for junior high school teachers.
I tell you what, they are your best entertainment. And and when you say the crazy part, that's probably why I'm a little crazy. And I used to tell these kids back then, you and I are the same. Our hormones are just out of whack.
So. No, it's such a formative time for our kids. And I feel so much, Becky, that our kids have so much coming at them. And we've talked with and Kaylee and Christy about curriculum. Tell me a bit about curriculum, particularly since you were a teacher for so long.
Well, when I actually in 2004, 2005, I got my master's. 2004, I started as the teacher librarian at Ranch U, and it's a really big responsibility. I had a library that had over 70 computers in it. Daily, we had classes in and out, and my sole purpose was to work with teachers and their curriculum and work and find resources. It was the most fascinating job. It was like going back to school again for me. And back then, when I worked with all our teachers and I saw what was being taught, it was great. And especially I can remember social studies classes, teaching about the Constitution, teaching about our founding fathers. And I thought that was great. And that's the one thing that especially our middle school kids need is that foundation. So the curriculum, I mean, I know teachers worked together. They decided as a subject area what they were going to teach, what they were going to put out to the kids. So we had a pretty good sense and a pretty basic just education process going.
Okay. And next question before we get over here to Mike, and that is, what about mask wearing? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I have always been a proponent of choice. I just think that it's important that parents choose what's best for their kids. Now,
you think?
I'm a grandmother now, and I would have never thought to step on parents' toes and tell them what's best for their kid. What was always important to me, and I was one of these that always had parents in my classroom. I had so many teachers even coming in visiting in their off time. Well, it was consumer and family science before I was a librarian, so everybody wanted to be where the food and everything else was. But it was so important that I had parents in the classroom to see what I was doing, and I wanted their input.
Well, and that's one of the things that I'm probably dating myself, but we had Thursday folders where you'd send home communication to the family. And I always volunteered with all my kids. I did that for years and years and years. And it's kind of grunt work, but yet it also, I was in the classroom weekly, and I thought that was really important. So, Becky, again, special place in heaven for junior high school teachers, and that website is voteforkidsfirst.com. Thank you so much for stepping forward.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us on today.
You bet. And Mike Peterson, I'm going to let you wrap this up here. This does seem like a very impressive team that you have.
Yeah, I couldn't be more proud to run with these three other candidates. We have different skill sets and different life experiences that we bring to the board, but we share common principles. And that's the key part. And you've asked about some of those principles. And the first is choice. Parents are the experts on their kids. They need to make risk decisions for their kids. The teachers need to make risk decisions for themselves. And if you put those two not in opposition to each other, like this board has done with its policies, but if you put teachers who are the experts on education in collaboration with the parents that are experts on their kids, then we're going to make this district not only the best in the metro area, it has the potential to be the best in the state.
You talk about a win-win.
Absolutely.
Having the teachers and the parents work together on that. And speaking about parents being able, knowing best about their kids, I hardly ever took my kids' temperatures. I could just touch them and I would know whether or not they had a fever or not. And I think parents innately do. They know what's best for their children, Mike.
Yeah, and that even goes down to the area of school choice. Obviously, we're running for the school board here, and so we have public schools, public neighborhood schools, and we have public charter schools as well. And about 25% of the families that are in the public school system actually choose charter schools. But if you're going to be pro-school, you need to be pro-choice in education across the board. So why we intend to make our public schools, both neighborhood and charter, the best and most competitive in the area, we also have to recognize that a lot of our families pick private schools or even homeschools, and they're taxpayers as well. And so not only do we look to support and make public school option the best it can be, we also want to support those families in Douglas County that pay taxes that pick those other options and make sure that they're not being oppressively affected by negative legislation coming out of Denver or other places, and that we have true choice in schooling across the county.
Well, and as we were talking with Becky here, Mike, if you have a stellar public school system, people are economic actors as well, and they make choices for their kids on that. So if you have a great system, people will move towards that. And if people feel they're not having choices there and with how their kids are being educated, they start to vote with their feet, whether or not it's open enrolling in another district or a different school. It just depends, because our kids' education is so important. You can never get third grade back. But it sounds like we can maybe do some things to help kids that missed out that third grade or fourth grade and get them back on track.
Yeah, absolutely. And we usually stress academic growth and then academic achievement. Right now, we've got to add a third to it, which is academic recovery coming out of the last year and disruptions of COVID. And we're seeing more disruptions through the masking and some of the policies this year. Coming back to something you just said about economic activity, think of what COVID and the disruptions last year that are now continuing into this year did beyond the school district. When you have two parents that work and your kids may or may not be in school, or they may or may not be quarantined for a period of time and in and out of the class, we forced a bunch of working families here in Douglas County to choose, in many cases, one of them quit their jobs to stay home and be childcare and or the teacher at home because of disruption that we caused. So that extends, obviously, as one of my fellow candidates mentioned, schools are magnets for families. They bring business here, they bring commerce here, they bring stability here, they really reward all taxpayers. But the only way you can do that is having a very strong school system.
Well, and Mike, I do think that there's the negatives of this whole reaction to COVID, but there's been these positives as well. And I see this big awakening of families and people stepping up to run for office. And it's a little scary what's going on in America. It's exciting as well. And we've got a lot of work to do. It seems to me like those that, you know, want to control our children, want to control our lives, they're putting through policies so quickly because I think that they realize this great awakening is happening. So what's your final thought?
Yeah, my final thought is if I could call myself something and maybe my other candidates, we're COVID candidates, because we were making a lot of assumptions. And if, as you said, if there's anything positive that came out of this, it was a great awakening. And so many of us have woken up to what's going on, not just at the school board level, not just at the state level, like Jules is trying to address, but nationally. and we have to get into this fight. I'm definitely doing this for the kids, as are my fellow candidates, but I'm doing it for myself as well, because if I were to look 15, 20 years down the road and look back at what I'm seeing in the country and where it's going, and I didn't get into that fight, I'd feel pretty bad about myself. And I think we're seeing people all across America have those same feelings, and they're looking to get involved.
Well, I think so. And I'm recommending that we have, I'm calling it the election exercise program, and that is adopt a candidate and get out there and walk during these beautiful Colorado days. In fact, a friend of mine, she has actually already dropped literature for over 500 houses for you guys. So that's pretty astounding as well. So I want to say, first of all, Mike, thank you for being in studio.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. And Kaylee, it's been great to have you in studio as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
And Jules, great to have you here as well.
Thank you so much.
So I do want to go over these websites one more time. And if people can't walk, they can certainly contribute. And that is voteforkidsfirst.com. That's vote, the number 4kidsfirst.com. And then Jules Gray's, her website is, I got it, where? Let's see, where is it? Right here. It's... Okay, Jules for Colorado. There we go, julesforcolorado.com. So thank you to all of you for being in studio. And I'm going to have a very somber quote at the end of the show, and that is Vladimir Lenin. He said, "Give me just one generation of youth, and I'll transform the world. But on the positive side, give me one generation of youth, and we'll transform the world." So my friends, today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America. On a rough road, riding high, through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home. Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell